The 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops has passed the halfway point of its work and is into the small group phase, during which participants, organized roughly by language group, gather to discuss particular themes and share ideas and opinions. One of the Synod Fathers is Archbishop Jose Palma, the president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. He spoke with Paulo Ondarza about the major concerns he brought to the whole body of participants in General Congregation.
I have two main points in my intervention. First, it was a sharing of what we in the Philippines did in connection with Vatican II. And I explained that it was for us a blessing when we had in 1991 what we call the Second Plenary Council of the Philippines. It was to implement Vatican II. If Vatican II was meant for adjournamento, PCPito, as we call them, is meant to effect renewal and revitalization. And the process was, first, we assess our license shadows, the good practices that we have to continue, and malpractices which we have to stop or modify. Second, we define the vision of the church, and we said, for us, we would like to live as church, as community of disciples and church of the poor. How do we do that, which is our mission, is to effect integral evangelization, renewal in catechesis, renewal in sacramental life, and renewal in our life of service or social action. And finally, who are the agents of evangelization? And we said we have to collaborate among ourselves, clergy, religious and lay faithful, plus the other institutions, agents of evangelization. And the second point that I stressed was, I said it's about time that we, as bishops, should really give our support to the lay people, the laity. They are not just objects, but subjects of evangelization. And as I said, even in the Philippines, we will have a new saint, Pedro Calonsod. Our first saint was Lorenzo Ruiz. They are both lay people. If we try to form our lay people, then we know that they can be indeed evangelizers to give other people hope and joy and the experience of the life that only the Lord can give.
Eccellenza, un suo commento sempre in inglese.
Do you care to comment, Your Excellency, on the peace agreement reached between the Moro Islamic rebels and the government on October 15th?
Tra il governo e I ribelli nelle Filippine.
We know that this is a concern that has been there, but as I was talking with Archbishop Quevedo, he said it might open to a better understanding between the government and some of our Muslim brothers, because those who prefer to be included in the arm, as we call them, no? Those who would govern that area among Muslims, they will be given to do that. So the fruits have to be seen, but we are hopeful that something good could happen.